This is JIS News. Coming up, government to partner with business community to provide mentorship for entrepreneurs. Companies urged to place greater emphasis on branding and Jamaicans to benefit from discounts at hotels and attractions under Experience Jamaica 2014. The news in detail after the break.
St. Anne, St. Mary, Portland. The Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, in collaboration with Global Water Partnership Caribbean, wants to hear your views on the draft water sector policy and implementation plan. Come participate in a public consultation Wednesday, April 16 at St. Teresa's Roman Catholic Church Hall, starting at 2 p.m. The draft policy is available on the Ministry's website at mwh.gov.jm, at its Documentation Center, 25 Dominica Drive, Kingston, or from parish libraries and regional post offices.
Now the news. The Startup Jamaica initiative, which seeks to provide mentorship and other business support for aspiring and new technology entrepreneurs, is to get underway by September this year. Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson says Startup Jamaica is a public-private partnership for economic growth and development. Mr. Robinson says the government will partner with local universities and the business community to provide the coaching and mentorship for the entrepreneurs in technical expertise, business and financial planning.
The intent is to get our tech entrepreneurs prepared to successfully pitch their ideas and or their developments to potential investors. It is expected that entrepreneurs would network among themselves and participate in professional development activities within the community.
Minister Robinson was speaking at the Michael University College Alumni Association's 30th annual Glenn Owen Lecture Series in St. Andrew recently. Companies are being urged to place more emphasis on branding to ensure greater returns on their goods and services. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says with proper brand identity, companies have the power to capture consumers and break into new markets.
Over the years, we have built strong Jamaican brands, but in many cases, we still need to see a more aggressive focus on branding in the market. We need to see branding not simply as an appendage of the company, but as a deliberate strategy which goes to the very heart and spirit of the company. Branding must involve the entire business, the structure, the goals, attitudes, and even the outlook of leadership and staff.
Minister Hilton was delivering the keynote address at the official opening of J. Ray & Nephew's corporate office in New Kingston recently. The company has spent over $250 million to redesign and renovate its corporate office, which will be the company's hub of operations for the Caribbean. Over 40 local business people recently participated in a JAMPRO-organized aquaculture seminar looking at the investment prospects in the Jamaican tilapia industry. Aquaculture, also known as fish or shellfish farming, refers to the breeding, rearing, and harvesting of plants and animals in all types of water environments. The seminar was held in light of spikes in global demand coupled with growing consumption trends in the local market for tilapia. Vice President of Export and Market Development at JAMPRO, Robert Scott, says the seminar was particularly timely as aquaculture is the fastest growing food production system in the world with major business opportunities. He says the economy could stand to benefit significantly from investment in the industry as aquaculture is recognized by the National Export Strategy as one of Jamaica's best performing non-traditional exports. The seminar included presentations from the Ministry of Agriculture, Rainforest Seafood, Sunshine Aquaculture, and the Development Bank of Jamaica. And Jamaicans are being invited to take advantage of special discount packages being offered by some of the island's hotels, attractions, and other tourism stakeholders as part of Experience Jamaica 2014. The program was introduced by the Jamaica Tourist Board, JTB, in 2009 to inspire Jamaicans to vacation at home. The offerings also extend to Jamaicans living in the diaspora, the diplomatic community, and other international residents.
Well, this year we have over 120 different tourism entities participating, from your hotels in Kingston, Ocheres, Montego Bay, South Coast, Negril, and Port Antonio, as well as your attraction companies, shopping, transportation, and a whole host of different types of hotels to get that great Jamaican experience.
Experience Jamaica consultant at the JTB, Horace Phillip, speaking in an interview with JIS News. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.